I want to keep it really simple today, and I'm going to give you 3 steps toward releasing negative or unwanted behavior. Now, these 3 steps really are 3 questions. We're going to look at, first of all, what is the trigger? Second question is, what need does the behavior fulfill for you? And the third thing we want to find out is, what is a better way to fulfill that need? Let's get right into it. Hey tribe, and welcome back to the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast. I'm your host, Mandy LaGrange, and I'm very excited to be here with you again today to help you live an empowered life. We all have a behavior or maybe even a pattern that we keep on repeating and that we just can't seem to get rid of no matter how hard we try. It's almost as though we go into it automatically and then afterward we sit with the shame and the guilt and a little less confidence in ourselves. Now, the thing with negative behavior is that the better you understand it, the more leverage you have in order to change it. Now, in order to understand it, you will have to practice the art of observing, and you want to do that with as little judgment as possible. So taking yourself out of the equation, taking your feelings about yourself doing this behavior out of the equation, you really just want to look at the details of it, and that way you will have a clear awareness and then you can start changing it. So first of all, you want to observe when you engage in it. So what is the trigger that compels you to engage in this behavior? So this can be an outside trigger, like someone saying something to you and that annoys you, or you have nothing to do and you're feeling bored, or you have a stack of paper this high on your desk and you feel overwhelmed and stressed at work. And then there are internal triggers, which are our thoughts, and I'm sure all of you know those lovely thoughts that lead you to emotions such as fear and anger or sadness or insecurities and so forth. Now, ultimately, they all come down to a feeling, right? But the trigger can be an external prompt or circumstances or a thought. So you want to go and really observe yourself in your day-to-day life. What are the triggers externally and internally? What needs to happen for that to come up for you? What thoughts do you need to think? And then you want to take note of the associated emotion to that. So in that moment when you were triggered, what is the feeling that comes up for you? And over time, you will see a pattern of triggers and what the emotions are that cause you to behave in that way. So once you have the trigger or triggers and the associated emotion pinned down, then you can go to the second question. And this is really where it gets juicy. The second thing we're going to look at is, what need does this behavior fulfill for you? The first thing that you need to understand is that every negative behavior comes from a positive intent. It is essentially your mind trying to help you cope in the fastest and easiest way. And that's why it's so difficult to let go of negative behaviors, because as you know, we don't like effort. And a negative behavior is usually very quick and effective in giving us short-term relief. It's like going for a quick smoke if you're feeling antsy, or grabbing a glass of wine to numb the discomfort, or going into an anger fit to quickly release tension. Now, knowing what need the behavior fulfills for you is key to changing it. So ask yourself, in that moment before I engage in this behavior, how do I feel? And then after I've engaged in it, what has it given me? So when it's fear and worries that get numbed, then you know that your need is to feel safe and certain. Maybe you're bored, then your need is to feel variety and excitement. Maybe you feel disrespected and insecure and weak, and after an anger outburst, all of a sudden you feel strong and respected and maybe even a little feared. In that moment, you know that your need is for confidence and strength and significance. So another way of asking this is, what is the request behind the behavior? What am I requesting to be fulfilled in order to feel better? And then you know what that need is that is not being fulfilled in other ways for you. And once you know that, it might take a bit of digging and a bit of exploring, but once you have that, then you can move on to question number 3. What is a better way of fulfilling that same need? There are 1,000 ways of fulfilling one need. And as I said, we usually default to the quickest and the easiest one, but we all know that usually they are not really beneficial long term. Now the question is, what is a healthier and more sustainable vehicle to fulfill that need? For example, when you feel fear and worry, instead of numbing that fear with a tot of whiskey, instead do something that will make you feel more in control and safe. For example, you can think of the worst case scenario and then start to actually draw up a plan in case that happens. That will make you feel in control, like you are prepared for whatever comes. Or you can go and talk to a person who has maybe lived through it successfully and ask them how they handled it, because then you know you will have support and that you kind of already have a plan on what to do in case it does happen to you. If you are bored, ask yourself, why are you bored? Are you not being stimulated mentally or maybe physically? And once you know that, then you can go for a walk or maybe look at fun things to learn on YouTube. If you need to feel more significant or respected, then usually a good starting point is to ask yourself what you can do to gain more confidence and self-respect. That's usually where it starts. When we don't feel seen or heard or respected, often it's because we don't see and respect ourselves. You know, and people can give us a million compliments a day and tell us how amazing we are. If we don't see our own worth and really believe it, it's like a bottomless pit and it just disappears. So that's really the starting point. How can you become more confident? How can you believe in yourself more? And how can you gain self-respect? Now, this may take some time and it may take a bit of trial and error to first of all figure out what the real need is, and then which vehicle really clicks for you and really works for you in order to fulfill that need. Just a little tip. I found that in the beginning, it's not really so much about getting rid of the old behavior. That's not where you want your focus to be, because that usually creates resistance to change. But what you want to focus on more is adding things that will help fulfill that need. So essentially, instead of removing the bad stuff, we're adding a whole lot of good stuff. Now, obviously, over time, it will be easier to let go of that bad behavior because you added so many things that are already fulfilling that need. So there's no need for the bad one anymore. Got it? So again, the 3 steps or 3 questions that you want to take in order to release a negative behavior is, number 1, what is the trigger? Number 2, what need is the behavior fulfilling? And number 3, what is a better way of fulfilling that same need?
That's it from me, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in again. And if you need any more details on one of these steps, you can let me know and I will maybe do a single episode on each one of them just to go into more detail. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or evening. And as always, remember to live an empowered life. We'll catch you in the next one.